Hey, guys.
Hey, Gino.
Hey, Gino. Hey.
Can you talk about, you know, obviously you made an impression on Gary Kubiak in the time you were with him, the short time. What about him, you know, what's the connection there, you know, and how do you think you fit into his philosophy on the O-line?
I think I fit his offense well. I think his offense fits me. You know, I'm very excited about being here with him. He's a great coach, and I really look forward to working with him again.
Gino, how tough was it last year, you know, watching from the sideline, but also what did you get out of the year in terms of practice and in working with Coach Kubiak and Coach Dennison as far as becoming a better offensive lineman?
It was very difficult for me, but I came out of it a better player, you know, a better person. You know, I have a chip on my shoulder now, and I feel like I have a lot to prove, and I can't wait to get started with that. When in terms of Coach Kubiak's offense, it gave me a chance to learn his offense and gave me a chance to understand it a lot better.
Gino, why would you say you have a chip on your shoulder right now?
Just going a year without playing, you know, kind of having all that held back, and you know, obviously I only dressed about a little over half the season, so no, I feel fired up about that.
You know, I understand you. You know, Matt Burke, you got, you know, a little bit of mentoring from Matt early in your career. Can you talk about what, you know, what he helped you with and how that has stuck with you?
Matt has helped me with, you know, everything from football to things off the field. And me and Matt still stay in contact. He's a great person, a great mentor for me, and a guy that I can call up anytime I need him. So, you know, the stuff that Matt helped me with is, you know, is just countless.
Gino, what would you say is different for a center in a Kubiak system than maybe someone else's system?
You know, I don't think it's much different. You know, being a center, you need to make sure everybody's on the same page. So, you know, that's the most important thing when it comes to blocking, and I think that goes for any system.
You know, you're going to be working with a quarterback who's as demanding as there is in the NFL. What are you looking forward to in working with Peyton?
It's very exciting. You know, a guy that I've grown up watching, one of the brightest players in the league right now. And I'm really looking forward to learning from him and working alongside him. I know that he'll make me a better player for sure.
Hey, Gino, when you look at Coach Kubiak, it seems like he and Elway have brought in basically every player Gary used to have. Can you explain why that could be a benefit to you guys going forward?
Well, I think, you know, bringing players that he's had before will help bring players that understand the offense and will help bring the other players along with learning that offense. So that's a benefit.
Hey, Gino, how healthy is your... how healthy are you right now, and when would you say you got to 100% this year?
I felt great all year. You know, I had my knee cleaned out after the 2013 season. But going into camp last year, I was feeling healthy. And right now, I feel better than ever, and I can't wait to get started.
Gino, in terms of your skill set, why does zone blocking maybe fit you better than other forms of blocking schemes?
Well, I think it helps, you know, undersized guys. Not that I would say I'm undersized, but, you know, I'm smaller than some of the other centers in the league. I think it helps us with the movement and stuff like that.